Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free. Select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
All right. Let's dive into a story. A story that proved that truth is often stranger than fiction. You know, you've shared a letter with us detailing a neighborly dispute that's, well, escalated to operatic levels of drama. It's intense. We're talking, you know, a seemingly peaceful gated community, right? Shared carport. And a leaf blower wielded with, well, shall we say, artistic intent.
Yeah. What really strikes me is how, you know, the seemingly simple setup actually reveals this really complex web of human behaviors. Like, we're going to be looking at territoriality,
yeah,
you know, passive aggression, and the psychological impact of escalating conflict. And it's all playing out in a space that was designed for quiet living. It's pretty wild.
Yeah. It all started with such optimism. Like, you moved into this rental condo, super excited about the peace and quiet. Yeah. Like, yeah, you know, shared carport, no big deal. But then
enter the neighbor.
Right.
An older woman, seemingly harmless, at first glance at least.
Right. And then the plot thickens. So your friend actually witnessed this neighbor using a leaf blower, right, to deliberately blow debris, you know, into your carport space. I mean, talk about setting the stage for drama.
It's almost like a theatrical opening act. The seemingly, you know, minor act is already a clear assertion of dominance, you know, a way of marking territory. Even if it's done under the guise of yard work, it's really something.
Right. And like any good drama, the tension, it just ratchets up. So it's not just like a one-time thing, right? This debris dumping becomes a recurring theme, almost perfectly timed to maximize annoyance. You know what I mean? And so you try to counter it. Like, you clean diligently, hoping maybe, you know, a little good example will rub off.
Right.
You even attempt a polite conversation, which is met with, let's just say, less than enthusiastic reception.
Yeah, this is where we see like those initial cracks, you know, they widen into a full-blown psychological standoff. The neighbor's, you know, dismissive response, the refusal to even acknowledge the issue. It's a powerful statement. It's no longer about leaves and dirt at this point. It's about control. And a refusal to cede any ground.
And then things take a turn, you know, for the truly bizarre. So like a pile of mulch appears, strategically placed to, well, to make a statement.
Right.
And then wet leaves, specifically, like those likely to stain and attract bugs. It's like she's studied the art of low-key yet highly effective annoyance, you know?
What's interesting here is how these tactics escalate. Like, they begin subtly, almost plausibly deniable. But as the conflict progresses, they become increasingly overt, almost like a challenge.
Right. Like, oh, you think that was bad? Just wait. And then there's the community manager, who at least initially doesn't exactly step in to mediate. And this lack of action, whether intentional or not, seems to give our antagonist this sense of, hey, I can get away with this.
The absence of external authority, it can really embolden this type of behavior. Like, it creates this vacuum where personal power dynamics rather than, you know, community rules, they dictate the course of events, and that can get messy.
Yeah, and those power dynamics take a nosedive into, you know, a trash-filled abyss. So you come out one morning to find your trash bins overturned, garbage strewn about. Meanwhile, the neighbor's bins are pristine, untouched. You're not just dealing with a messy neighbor at this point. You're dealing with someone sending a very clear message.
Yeah. This is where the psychological impact on you, like the target of this behavior, it becomes crucial. The need to prove what's happening, the descent into like meticulously documenting every incident. It speaks to the feeling of gaslighting that often accompanies these types of conflicts.
Mm-hmm.
It's about validating your own experience in the face of someone who's actively trying to undermine it.
You're not making it up. And then comes the confrontation.
Right.
Armed with your phone as evidence, you call her out. But instead of, like, you know, backing down, she hits you with this cutting remark, basically implying you're an outsider, right? Who doesn't belong in this community? It's no longer just about the carport. It's about your place within this social ecosystem.
That outsider label adds a fascinating layer to this. It suggests that the conflict may be rooted in something deeper, perhaps insecurities, or a need to maintain a certain social order within the community. It's really interesting.
So how do you react? Well, you retaliate.
Right.
It's not the most mature move, I'll grant you, but you sweep all the debris right back to her doorstep. A small victory, perhaps, but a victory nonetheless.
There's a classic example of the, you know, eye for an eye approach. It's understandable, even relatable, but it rarely leads to de-escalation.
Yeah.
In fact, it tends to fuel the fire. And in this case, it leads to a threatening note and a photo of you sweeping. Her way of saying, I see you, and I'm not backing down, you know? The conflict has now entered a new, more menacing phase.
Yeah, the gloves are off at this point. And it's not just notes and photos anymore. We're talking dying plants, sticky residue on your car. And that infernal leaf blower becomes like a daily torment, a constant reminder that you're living under her watchful eye.
This is where the concept of passive aggression really takes center stage. Like, it's not about direct confrontation. It's about using these subtle, often deniable acts to exert control and inflict psychological discomfort. The leaf blower in this context, it becomes more than just a gardening tool. It's a weapon of psychological warfare.
It's the soundtrack to your own personal suburban thriller. But let's take a step back for a moment and try to understand the why behind this behavior. Is she simply a grumpy old woman, or is there something more complex at play?
It's tempting to jump to conclusions, but, you know, let's consider some possibilities. We've already touched on territoriality, that innate human drive to defend one's space. This could be amplified in a shared living environment, like a condo complex, where boundaries are, you know, less clearly defined.
So the carport becomes her symbolic domain, and any encroachment is met with, well, a leaf blower counteroffensive.
Exactly. But there could be other factors at play. Loneliness, for example, is often a trigger for territorial behavior. You know, if someone feels isolated or lacks a sense of belonging, they may try to assert control over their immediate environment as a way of compensating for that lack of connection.
It's like they're trying to create like a buffer zone.
Right.
A sense of order in a world that feels chaotic or unpredictable.
Precisely. And then there's the issue of control. A deep-seated human need that can become distorted in certain individuals. If someone feels powerless in other aspects of their life, you know, they may seek to exert control over those things they can influence, even if it's something as seemingly trivial as a shared carport.
So the leaf blower becomes a tool, not just for moving leaves, but for controlling her environment, and to some extent, you as well.
It's a way of asserting agency, of saying, I may not be able to control everything in my life, but I can control this.
But the question remains, why you? What made you the target of this behavior?
This is where that outsider comment becomes particularly relevant. It suggests that the neighbor may perceive you as a threat to the established social order of the community. Perhaps you represent a change she's resistant to. Or maybe she simply feels threatened by the presence of someone, you know, new and different.
It's like she's drawing a line in the sand saying, this is how we do things here, and you need to conform.
And any deviation from that norm is met with resistance, passive-aggressive or otherwise.
Which brings us to the pivotal moment. When you finally present your meticulously documented evidence to the community manager, and to your relief, they take action. An official warning is issued to the neighbor, and the overt behavior stops. It's a victory, but
it's a fragile victory. The underlying tension remains. A palpable sense of the conflict has merely been suppressed, not resolved. that watchful presence, the lingering feeling of being observed, it suggests that the potential for future escalation is very real.
It's like a ceasefire, not a peace treaty. The battle may be over, but the war is far from won.
And this is where we need to shift our focus from understanding the why of the neighbor's behavior to exploring alternative strategies for navigating this type of conflict. Because let's face it, sweeping debris back onto her doorstep while satisfying in the moment ultimately proved to be a short-term solution with long-term consequences.
It's a classic example of how reacting on emotion can backfire, you know?
You know?
It might feel good in the moment, but it rarely leads to a lasting resolution.
Exactly. So let's delve into some alternative approaches, some strategies that might have yielded a different and perhaps more sustainable outcome. Because understanding the psychology behind the conflict is only half the battle. The other half is learning how to effectively manage it.
So we've seen how this situation, you know, played out with these retaliatory tactics that ultimately led to this, well, fragile truce. But let's rewind for a moment. What if things had unfolded differently? What alternative approaches could you have taken to navigate this conflict?
One option could have been to focus on, like, clear, assertive communication from the very beginning. You know, instead of relying solely on the community manager, you could have, like, directly addressed the neighbor, you know, calmly and factually outlining the issue.
So more of a like, hey, I've noticed some debris ending up in my carport space and it's becoming a bit of a problem approach.
Exactly. The key is to avoid like accusatory language, which tends to trigger defensiveness in people. Mm-hmm. And instead focus on the impact the behavior is having on you. For example, you could say something like, I'm sure you're not doing this intentionally, but it's making it difficult for me to, you know, keep my space clean and organized.
That approach acknowledges the possibility of an innocent explanation, right? Leaving room for the neighbor to save face while still clearly stating your boundaries.
Precisely. And if the behavior persists, well, you've already established a foundation for further communication, this time involving the community manager and presenting your documented evidence.
So it's about building a case, like strategically, starting with direct but non-confrontational communication and then escalating if necessary. What are some other like alternative paths we could explore?
Consider the power of involving other neighbors. Like if others had witnessed, you know, similar behavior or were experiencing the same issues, you know, a collective approach could have been more effective.
There's strength in numbers.
Right.
A group of residents voicing their concerns carries more weight than just a single complaint.
Absolutely. It also helps create a sense of solidarity. Mm-hmm. You know, demonstrating that this isn't just a personal grievance, but like a shared concern within the community.
It shifts the dynamic from a one-on-one battle to like a united front advocating for a peaceful resolution.
Now, here's a thought that might seem a little counterintuitive. What if, instead of focusing on the conflict itself, you had tried to build a connection with a neighbor?
Okay. I'm intrigued. How would that work in practice?
It could be as simple as like striking up a casual conversation.
Yeah.
Finding common ground. Offering a small gesture of kindness. The goal is to shift the dynamic from adversarial to human.
So instead of seeing her as like the enemy, you're trying to establish a sense of rapport, of shared humanity.
Exactly. Sometimes a little bit of human connection can go a long way in diffusing tension. Of course, there's no guarantee that any of these approaches would work. Every individual is different, and some conflicts are simply more entrenched than others.
But it's fascinating to think about how, you know, different choices might have led to different outcomes. It highlights the importance of being mindful of our own reactions in these situations and remembering that there's always more than one way to approach a conflict.
And it reminds us that sometimes the most effective solutions are the ones that focus on building bridges rather than reinforcing walls.
Well, there you have it, folks. A deep dive into a real-life neighborly drama that's given us a lot to think about. We've unpacked the psychological dynamics of territoriality, passive aggression, and the impact of escalating conflict. And we've explored alternative strategies for navigating these, you know, tricky situations, focusing on communication, collaboration, and even a little bit of kindness.
Remember, even in the most frustrating situations, there's always hope for finding a more peaceful path forward.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We hope you found it insightful and maybe even a little bit empowering. Remember, you're not alone in these experiences, and there are always resources available to help you navigate the choppy waters of human interaction. Until next time, stay curious, stay engaged, and keep diving deep.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free. Select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3 quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Dreaming of blissful summer days and creamy popsicles? Capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water can help hydrate you better than water alone. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.